Welcome to the Kickstart Your Coaching Edge podcast, where it's all about getting real around all things coaching.
And what we know for sure is that what got you here won't get you there.
You can't see the spinach in your own teeth.
And finally, hang on, because this one's really deep. Once you realize that you are the traffic, everything makes complete and unadulterated sense.
All right, Karen Sullivan, are you ready?
I am.
Good. We're going to talk about abundance. And today we're going to have an abundance of fun.
Okay. Oh, is that what's going to happen right now?
That is so what's going to happen.
You seem a little nervous about that.
So what we wanted to talk about was the concept of abundance. And so often when people talk about abundance, it's things they want more of in their life, right? I would like an abundance of friends, an abundance of creativity, an abundance of opportunities, an abundance of financial security, right? So it's interesting though, Kara, because you and I have been talking a lot lately is we already have abundance in our life. Everybody has abundance in your life. The question is, what feels abundant? Is it abundance in love, creativity, and opportunities? Or is it abundance of excuses, conflict, or opinions?
It's funny, I almost thought you were going to say it's about an abundance of abundance. But I think a whole thing of with what you just said, that's your choice, right? It could be the positive things, and whether it's finances, whether it's love, family, connection, whatever, and then it could be the flip side. It could be that, okay, yeah, you just look for the, it's the glass is always half empty or there is no glass. So it's going to be about what are you looking for? So with your abundance, are you looking for, do you just expect things to not turn out so well and you have abundance of shit in your life? Or do you expect things to be really good or really fun or whatever, and that's what you get?
Yeah, I do think it's a total mindset. And I also think it's about doing a check-in of your energy, right? So if you feel, to the listeners of this episode, if you feel right now low energy or drained, why is that? What do you feel you have an abundance of that's creating that? If you're feeling upbeat, positive, and excited, what do you feel is abundantly in the air that's causing it? So like, for example, I know for myself, sometimes when I get into overwhelmed, it's because I have an abundance of things I need to do, and I don't know which one to focus on. So instead of doing one thing and marketing off the list, what happens is I tend to look at the abundance like, oh my gosh, I have so much to do. There's so many different things that I need to get done. The abundance itself overwhelms me.
So, and then in that case, then what happens?
Well, I'll go take a nap, right?
Well, no, but you get distracted. So if you think about it, right, with all those things, then it's that abundance piece of it almost gets you into like, you know what, this is just too much, and let me go buy something on Amazon.
Right. So then we check out of sometimes what's going on. So I think it's interesting. The whole reason we're talking about abundance is we're doing an abundance challenge in one of our groups, and it's a 30-day. And the very first day we talked about, it's what do you have in abundance in your life that is working for you, and what abundance in your life is working against you? And then you can start to see, okay, so what do I need to change? If you have an abundance of clutter in your house, right, that might be something that you want to clear away. Or maybe it works for you, not sure. But the question is where you see abundance, is it uplifting energy or is it draining energy?
Yeah, I think that's a big part of it. Does it distract or detract from your overall energy, or does it enhance it? So if you think about the whole clutter thing, right, when you walk in your house and you see the clutter, are you excited by it or does it suck the life out of you? And some people, or does it not have an effect on you?
Yeah, totally neutral, right? Yeah. So if there's no effect, then that's fine too.
Right.
But it is interesting because we hear many people often say things like, I wish I had more abundance in your life. You already have abundance. It's though, is it the type of abundance you're looking for?
Yeah, I like to think about the detracting and the enhancing. And I think that that's a big piece of it, right? Whether, even if you think about finances, if you think about love, if you, whatever that is, when you hear those things, does it enhance your life, or do you sit there and go, oh my gosh, I don't have it, so it takes away from it? But the abundance is there. Where do you want to focus?
Yeah. You know, it's interesting, like a quick tip on the overwhelm. So you having an abundance of to-do items, you got to rise above the abundance to say, what's it to the bigger picture? And the bigger picture is those opportunities are for abundance of new clients or new prospects or new organizations we get to work with or new programs we get to put together. So sometimes we have to take the minutiae of abundance.
The what?
The minutiae of abundance. And we have to say, okay, so how do we bring it up to a bigger why so that the abundance of what's happening is not draining?
Yeah, because it's got to connect.
It does.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to the Kickstart Your Coaching Edge podcast. Craving more in-depth discussions? Check out the Get Real Inner Circle with our no BS in crowd of coaches.
Join live coaching discussions, breakdowns of coaching calls, and have some fun while you're at it.
You're going to want to go to kickstartyouredge.com/innercircle. It's time to get real.